Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we would like to pray on tonight, and of course we're going to read scripture, but there are a lot of things that we need to pray about, and a lot of individuals have inboxed me their prayers from this area, their prayers from many, many different areas that we need to render up unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the only one, amen, who can answer everyone's plea, everyone's call. And I am just so excited. I'm so thankful because of many things has transpired, and God has just amazed people all over this world, and he's amazed me. Likewise, there are many individuals who are going through the storms of life, and as I said before, and on my recent segments, I said every day is not going to be Sunday. Matter of fact, on my Monday top 12 countdown, I said Sister Tamala Mann said that every day is not going to be sunshine. She said, but it's going to be all right. And so in life we go through things, and whether you are a normal person like me or whether you're a movie star or a star, we still need prayer because there are things happening, as everyone can see, not only in the entertainment world but with regular people who are not on television and things like that. So everyone needs prayer. There's one thing that I do know about life, and prayer never goes out of style. A lot of things go out of style, you know, but prayer never goes out of style. And guess what? Everyone needs prayer, every last person. And so I'm going to make this ministry special. I really prayed unto God about this because, as I said before, this has been a great week, but there are some things the devil has tried to disturb God's people. What I mean by that is he's done little things to get people off track, amen? But how many of you know that we serve a God that is bigger and better than what the devil can do? And God says as long as you stay under his care, as long as you stay in the word of God, he says he will be a fence all around you, amen? So I want to encourage many. I want to pray for many of you, pray for myself, pray for my family. I just want to pray. I feel my spirit is happy, and my spirit is thankful, and my spirit is humble. And I want to play a song that God placed on my heart to play for individuals who may be going through something. You may have lost someone. You may have lost something. You may feel down. You may feel depressed. You may be going through the trials of life. But how many of you know that if your soul is anchored in the Lord, everything's going to be all right? And you have to be anchored each and every day. You can't let your anchor up. That's why you must remain in character. When I say remain in character, that also means remain in the word of God. Allow God to use you. Allow God to minister unto you on a daily basis, because things happen within a day. Things happen and things transpire quick, you know. And you have to always be anchored in the Lord, because you may fall, but God picks you right back up and you bounce right back and you keep moving. Amen. And I'm a living testimony of that. And as I said before, young people, and I said this on my ministry, and as this past week, recently, you know, there has been something that has transpired, and God kept each and every one of those individuals, and we thank God for that. And so we have to, as young people, you have to stay in the Word of God. You know, you have to read your Bible. You have to believe that God is going to take care of you no matter what. So it's very important. I'm not only speaking to, you know, the more mature audience, I'm speaking to the children too, because things happen in life unexpectedly. And if you are standing on the Word of God, if you are firm in the Word of God, God is going to take care of you no matter where you are, no matter what happens. He's going to preserve your life. So we have to take this thing serious. I plead with you today, as the Lord has given me, young people, okay, and I'm speaking to everyone else, but God says specifically the young people, specifically the teenagers, specifically those individuals who interact on many levels every day. God says, find the Word of God, and when you find it, he says, keep it. That's what he said. He said, keep the Word of God. Young people, it's very important. It's very important that you know and study the Word of God, because that is what is going to preserve your life. That is what is going to keep you. Parents, you're going to have to ask the Lord to be a fence around your children each and every day. And when the Lord is a fence around your children, how many of you know that when you have a fence at your house, right, whatever type fence it is, how many of you know that that is something that surrounds, it's the perimeter, it surrounds a particular area. But when you have God surrounding you, amen, there is nothing. God says, no man comes unto the Father but by me, right? So you're going to have to say that prayer. It's very important. It's very important. So as I said before, this ministry is a little different because the Lord says put in some inspiration, put in some music, put in some scriptures, and tell the people about God and pray. It's very important that we pray. You're never too young to pray and you're never too old to pray. You know, if you have a baby, if you have someone who's very young and does not know, really know what's going on, you need to pray. As a parent, you need to pray over your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews. You need to pray over them because God will sustain them. I'm telling you, God will keep them no matter what, because the enemy always tries to come and cause chaos and disturb the peace. But God says, peace be still, and guess what? Peace has to be still. Amen? So young people, I'm telling you, it's good to know the Lord. Serving the Lord pays off. I'm going to tell you that. Serving the Lord pays off, and you're never too old and you're never too young, and there is nothing that you could have done so bad that the Lord will not accept you once you begin to accept the Word of God and accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your life, okay? So without further ado, wow, I'm just filled today. Okay. I would like to start off by reading Psalm 116, Numbers 1 and 2, and after I read that, I'm going to play the song that the Lord has given me. It's entitled, My Soul Has Been Anchored in the Lord. And this song is really to those individuals who are going through the storms of life, whether you've lost someone, whether you're just going through. And many times it doesn't have to be something huge like you've lost someone, but it could be something that has happened in the past. And I told you about the past. God says, stop living in the past. But there's a process that you have to go through. And I want you to listen to this song. And when you listen to this song, I want you to hear what the Lord can do for you, even in your trying times, even when you go to bed and you're crying at night because you miss whomever it is. You're crying at night because you're depressed, because you're frustrated, because it seems like the wind is not blowing your way. It seems like the blessings aren't coming your way. It seems like you're just in a desert, and it's nothing but dry land. There's no fertile ground. Nothing is growing. God says, listen to this song and let it minister unto you. But I want to read Psalm 116. Then we're going to have a song, My Soul Has Been Anchored in the Lord, by Mr. Anthony Hill. Then after which we will go into prayer. And after we go into prayer, then I'm going to play one more song, and this is something that the Lord has said. We're going to have a yes, Lord, type of mentality. The Lord is asking us to do things for the kingdom of God, and we're going to have a yes, Lord mentality. And so we're going to pray unto God, and then we're going to listen to the instrumental of yes, Lord. And I want you to think about how you can serve the kingdom of God, and how we can magnify the Lord better. Okay, So without further ado, I want to read Psalm 116, numbers 1 and 2. It says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. I have read to you Psalm 116, numbers 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Without further ado, I want to go ahead and read unto you. I want to go ahead and play, actually. My Soul Has Been Anchored in the Lord by Mr. Anthony Hill. And this song is actually for those who are going through the storms of life, for those who are depressed, stressed out, you feel like you can't make it. This particular song will minister unto you. So please listen to it and think about the goodness of our Lord.
Place that he has breathed.
That was very abrupt, but hey, the question is, where is your soul and what is it anchored in? Where is your soul and what is it anchored in? Think about that. And as we begin to get into the presence, the very presence of God, we are going to play our instrumental, I Love You, Lord. And I want you to really, this time, I want you to really think about the goodness of God. I want you to think about the past few days, how good God has been. I want you to think about what you expect from God, because God expects a lot from us. And God says that when you pray unto him, that has to be some type of expectation, some type of reason why we pray. And so I really want you, as I pray unto God under the unction of the Holy Spirit, I really want you to think about your purpose of praying. Because God says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And so if you are praising God, if you are speaking, if you are in the presence of God, what is your purpose for being in the presence? And here's one other thing. We don't just want to go into the presence of God when we need something, when we need a breakthrough, when we need a healing, when we need whatever. God wants us to come unto him just to praise him and say, thank you for what you do. Thank you. I appreciate you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And so it's very important that we do that. It's very important. And as I said before, tonight is a little bit different. I feel my soul is just happy. I feel like giving God a standing ovation. As a matter of fact, let's just at this particular moment reflect on the goodness of God. And then we will get into our prayer, because God is good and God is doing some great things. And it's not just because of what God has done or what he's getting ready to do, but it's because God is God and he is the only consistent thing out of all the human beings, out of everything that was ever created. He is the only consistent thing that remains the same. When you go to bed, the same Lord is going to wake you up in the morning if it's the will of God. Amen. When you're going through those storms, the same God is going to get in those storms with you and bring you out. And so we serve a good God. And it's time for us to begin to reverence God a little bit more and take it higher. Because reading our Bibles, quoting scriptures, and getting on air is great. But God says that we must reverence him. We must adore him. So at this particular time, let's give ourselves about 2 minutes just to think about the goodness of God. Then we're going to get into the presence of God. And this will also give me time to consecrate myself through prayer, and then to really get into the presence of God and pray, because there are a lot of hurting people. And it's not just, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just people that we know. It's people that we don't know. It's people that we see on TV. It's people that we don't see on TV. It's people that's in our communities. It's people that's 100, 200 miles away. And so we're going to pray for each and every person. We're going to pray for our students. We're going to pray for our youth. We're going to pray for just whoever the Lord leads us to pray for. Okay, so let's just think about the goodness of God, and let's give God a praise. Let's just think about it and praise God. Okay? Okay. All right. Now we're going to get into the very presence of God. We're going to pray unto God. I'm going to let the Lord just guide me. That's it. I'm just going to let the Lord guide me. And so we're going to get into the very presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to forget about anything that has happened. We're going to forget about whatever is on your mind, whatever was on your mind before you logged in or called into the Love of Jesus ministry. And we're going to get into the presence of God and we're going to pray as the Lord leads us to pray, okay? And we're going to have our little music in the background. If we are still praying when the music stops, we're going to continue to pray until the Spirit let us go. If the music is still going when we finish praying, we're going to allow the music to minister into our souls, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We're asking, Lord, that you just continue to lead and guide us, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us, Lord, when we didn't even deserve it. You gave us favor. You gave us mercy. You gave us chance after chance. You're blessing us in a magnificent, magnificent way. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for being a consistent God, for being a loving God, for being a kind God, for being a merciful God, a forgiving God. We say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this week. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences, Lord. We thank you for keeping us this week, Lord. Lord, some people have been through the storms of life, but you was there. And we say thank you, Lord. We appreciate you. We adore you. We lift your name on high, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to help us to be vessels. Help our mouths to continue to speak the word of God. Continue to anoint our heads from the top to the bottom, Lord, our hands, Heavenly Father. Continue to help us to walk in that destination that you would have us to be, but help us to remain humble where we are now, Lord, and appreciate that. Lord, we thank you for moving us up, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that because that is what you're showing. We thank you for the ministry, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the speaking all around the world, Lord. We thank you for the connections. We thank you for the people who minister each and every day, Lord. We ask that you keep them safe. We ask that you be a fence around them, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our youth, Heavenly Father, in a special way. Lord, would you protect and shield each and every one of them, Lord. Would you bless each adult who interacts with them on a daily basis to remain steadfast, patient, and humble, Lord. Lord God, we ask that if there's anything that is in our hearts that is not right with you, remove it, Lord, physically or literally, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in war within their mind, within their bodies, to find peace. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to just continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. Lord, if we had a million tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord. We ask, Lord, would you bless each and every person who's listening, bless their family members who are near and far, Lord. Bless their friends who are near and far, Lord. We ask, would you continue to place your hand on our young people, Lord. Help them to continuously thrive and move up. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you help us to continue to serve and uplift your name, Lord. We ask, would you continue to comfort those who have lost loved ones? Would you bless those who say, pray for me? Would you bless those who are in the storm of life? We thank you for blessing those who are in the hospitals. We thank you for blessing those who are in the rest homes, convalescent homes, Lord. We ask that you continue to just help us to give the word of God and not get tired, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for who you are, Lord. We extend our hands, Lord. We extend our heart unto you. We give back everything that we own, Lord. And we ask that you use it in the way that it is supposed to be used, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate all the just favor that you've shown this week. We appreciate your name, Lord. And we ask that we continue to study the Word of God and continue to live the Word of God, Lord. Lord, we appreciate just everything, Lord. We ask that you continue to help the Love of Jesus ministry, not just this ministry, Lord, but other ministries. We ask that you bless the host, the guests, the listeners, those who come on, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you just help every project that we touch to be prosperous, Lord. We're praying for the project on December 6th. We ask we to be successful, Lord. We ask that each person who comes receives a blessing, Lord, because we're all coming with the expectancy that you will be there, and we know that you will, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing the sick, Lord. We thank you for raising dead situations, Lord. We thank you for the anointing and the crowning, Lord. We thank you for the revelations, Lord. We thank you for the prophecy, Lord. And we just continue to ask that we just go higher and higher in you, Lord. And now, Lord, whatever you would have for me to say to the people that would encourage us and help us, Lord, we ask that that happen, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, God is a good God, and we serve a true and living God. We serve a special God. And as I was in my zone of being in the presence of God, I want to share with you that, as I said before, before the ministry started, that the Lord wants us to have a yes, Lord type of mentality. Many times in the spiritual world, a lot of people don't understand when the Lord is using you in a time like this. And so I'm going to play an instrumental in a few minutes after I give you what the Lord has given me. I'm going to play an instrumental. It's entitled Yes, Lord. And when we say Yes, Lord, we're basically saying, Lord, I surrender myself unto you. And that's what I want to talk to you briefly about. As I said before, and I continue to say as I said before because it's true, I did say that before, the Lord wants to use each and every person for something special in his kingdom. And when the Lord begins to use you, ladies and gentlemen, the doors of opportunities begin to open. And when the doors of opportunity open, Jesus says, and when you walk in, then you open up yourself to a new world, not given by man. When God is the center of your life and when God builds around you and you become the center with God, you become one with God, your life changes. There is a transition in your life. God says, if any man, any woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have come new. And so tonight, and we're going to do this for a few days, I want you to literally think about opening up your heart. Open up your heart and allow the Lord to come in. And my prayer is, for each and every one of us, that the Lord tear down everything that is inside of us and that he build it. That is my prayer for Afrida Emmanuel Love. Okay? That is my prayer for me, because that's a personal thing. I'm not going to force that on you, because I don't know if the Lord has given you that spirit to just tear down everything. I don't know what level you're on. But with the level I'm on, God says, you are ready to be used as an instrument by God to spread his message. And we call that teaching, amen, on the air or wherever. And so tonight I'm surrendering myself unto God. I surrender my hands. I surrender my voice. I surrender my knowledge. I surrender everything unto God. I give it back to God. And I'm allowing God to rebuild, recreate what is inside of me. Because with, and I'm giving an example, what the Lord has blessed me with, the Lord says that we outgrow things. He says the success that is planted inside of you is a success that was utilized from a child up until adulthood, up until now. He says now you're to level two, which means that all those successes that you had, right? He says now it's time for you to begin to share with others. And so in order to share with others, we have to dig deep within ourselves, right, and allow God to pull all of that stuff up, pull all of that knowledge and wisdom up, so that we can begin to move to level two and share. And so the only prayer that you need to say to the Lord is, Lord, I need to be rebuilt. And you have to be ready to be in that position. You can't just say it because you hear it. You will know when you're ready to be refurbished. You're ready to be rebuilt, right? You'll know that. And so you ask the Lord. You say, Lord, rebuild me. Make me anew. Make me afresh. Renew my spirit. Renew my mind. And you have to really pray and believe that God can do it, because he can. But you have to be open, right? You have to be open. And you can't come with a, you know how sometimes we come with a blueprint for our homes. God says you have to be open and allow God to start from scratch. Somebody used to sing a song that says, the potter wants to put you back together again. Amen. And so God says that you've outgrown. And I'm not in this by myself. Some people have outgrown their success. They've pretty much achieved what God expected them to achieve. God says, but now we're level two, because you're still living. You still have a ways to go. And so with this, you need to make somebody else successful. And that's what ministry is about. Ministry is not about just only the giver of the message of God. It's about those souls who are out there who need to be fed as well. And once you begin to share, and once you begin to feed the other souls, then they become full. And God says they become full with the what? The Holy Ghost, the Spirit. That's ministry. When you are feeding souls and they become full. And so, in saying that, you have to be ready. God says you have to be ready. You have to be on that level. You have to get ready for level two. Okay? And so, just personally, God says, I'm ready. And so, prayer would be, Lord, rebuild so that my blessing is tailor-made for the kingdom of God. Period. Okay? I want to tell you, now we're taking a left corner here. I want to talk to the youth for a second before we get into this Yes, Lord song and before I bid you goodnight. It's very important, young people. And when I say young people, I'm talking from 6 to 18. It's very important that you find a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Life is unpredictable, okay? And if you are covered by God, if God has built a fence around you, you are protected because God is covering you. There's a difference between God watching over you and God covering you. When you're covered by God, that literally means that no one can come unto you before going unto God. Period. You have to study the Word of God, which means try to read a scripture a day. You don't have to read a whole chapter. Read a scripture a day to start out with. Because whether you're young, whether you're middle-aged, whether you're seasoned, it doesn't matter. There's no respect of person. Everyone needs the word of God. Parents, before your children, even if they're going off to college, before they leave, you need to pray over them because you never know who's out there. We talked about how the devil comes and causes chaos, but then he has to go. That only lasts temporarily, but he has to go. Cover your children because they go through a lot, especially in the teenage years. When I say teenage, I'm talking about 13 to 18. You're going to have to pray over them, but make sure that when you're praying over them, that your heart is right with God too. It's a must. It's a must that you pray over your kids. It's not crazy. It's not silly. It's true facts. Pray over your children, period. Pray over them. You never know what lies ahead. Things seen and unseen. But I tell you what, God is good because God will keep them in danger seen and unseen. He will. And I could talk to about 5 young people right now, and they'll tell you God will keep you in dangerous situations. But you got to be in the Word of God. And this is not just something that I'm saying because I think God can do it. It's because I know He can do it. And I have a couple of witnesses who will tell you, yes, God saved my life this week. It's very important, young people. So what if it's not cool? Your life is cool. Prosperity is cool. Being successful is cool. Okay? So whether it seems cool or not, try to read a verse before you go off to school. And then I'm really speaking to the teenagers. For the little people, parents need to help facilitate that. But for the teenagers, you're old enough. Read a scripture. Pray to God. Even if you say, Lord Jesus, Lord have mercy, that's a start. God knows what you're saying. Okay? It's very important. And the thing that I like about radio is that I can talk about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ anytime because it's true. The Word of God is true. Now, as we move on, I'm going to play Yes, Lord by G.E. Patterson. And I want you, in this particular song, in this particular activity, to think about what you're going to say Yes, Lord for. Okay? When I'm speaking to the youth, are you going to say Yes, Lord, I'm going to read a scripture a day? Are you going to say Yes, Lord, I'm going to pray? Yes, Lord, I'm going to be good at school? Yes, Lord, I'm going to obey my parents? What are you saying yes to? My yes, for example, is I'm saying yes to I am going to help magnify the Lord wherever I go, wherever God sends me to speak, to teach the word. I am going to magnify the Lord. I'm saying yes, Lord. You know, I'm saying yes, Lord, to whatever the Lord is calling me to, whatever destination the Lord is calling me to. I'm saying yes, Lord. What are you saying yes, Lord, to? And I want you to listen to this song. And the only person that needs to know what your yes is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? So when you listen to this song, think about what you're saying yes to. All right? And then after which, we will conclude just, of course, with announcements. And then instead of our ending song tonight, we are just going to have a little moment of silence. And we're going to give respect to all of those individuals this week and last week who have passed away. And we want to just personally say a prayer for them to ourselves, okay? All right. So here we go with Yes, Lord. Thank you. That was Yes, Lord by Bishop G.E. Patterson, the late Bishop G.E. Patterson. I want you to really think about what you're saying, Yes, Lord, to young people. I really want you to consider forming or maintaining a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Also, I want you to continue to pray one for another. Parents, pray over your children before they leave. Pray over them before they go to sleep. Young people, teenagers, preferably, read or try to read at least one verse of a scripture and pray unto God. If you're already doing that, great. Continue to do it. If you haven't been doing it, please start. It's very important. Okay? All right. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and go over the announcements. And then, as I said before, we're going to conclude just by having a moment of silence so that we can personally pray for anyone that we know who's going through a storm or anyone who's lost someone or something within these past couple of days or weeks, okay? So without further ado, I want to give you announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, any positive public figure. Please, please, please connect with that Free to Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love, Love, Jesus ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to put them all on one line, please do so and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And also pray for those who you know and those who you do not know. In addition to that, continue to monitor your calendar, because on December 6th at 6 o'clock p.m., we will have a celebration journey for Mr. Michael Tucci at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church in 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. So please come out and support that momentous occasion. If you have not ordered your shirts, you may do so at the door as well. In addition to that, make sure that you're marking your calendars for the first Saturday in June, as we will have a huge Built to Last conference, the 180 Experience, in which we will really work on saving our youth, because our youth, the youth organization is the largest investment that we will ever make, because we used to say these are the youth of tomorrow, but actually these are our youth of today. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we invest in our youth and make sure that we are fostering different things concerning our youth, okay? So without further ado, I would like to play this brief commercial.
Alfreda Love, and I'm introducing you to a new concept entitled the 180 Built to Last Conference that is coming to Bellamy, Texas, the first weekend in June. And we invite each and every one of you to come out as we celebrate this momentous occasion to help save our youth of today. Each and every one of you is invited. It will start at 2:30 p.m. We will have a talent show. We will have powerhouse speakers. We will have an energetic live event, and we invite each and every one of you out. So please, please get the word out. If you have any questions, you can call me at 254-744-7192, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to see you there. Stay tuned for more information on the Love Live Jesus Ministry and on my Facebook page, ALFREDALOVE, or the Love Media and Events page.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so there you have it. If you have any questions, you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. com. I want to thank my family and friends for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry on tonight. And please, please be sure to come back on Sunday, as we will have, I will bring a message on Sunday. And then we are starting to book for the 2015 calendar year. However, I will have many guests starting next Saturday, because as the holidays were coming in, I was getting ready for the conference and things of that nature. So just be prepared, because we will have many artists and guest speakers throughout the weekend who will share with us. We will still have the Monday top artist. We will have the Wednesdays, and then we will, of course, have our Saturday interviews. And then we're also working on our new radio station, Live 365, that particular radio station which plays continuous music. And we're working on our book, and we're working on, as I said before, the Built to Last conference. So please stay tuned. And as I said before, thank you so much for tuning in. And before we sign off, I would like for us to pause for a moment of silence and just pray for whomever we need to pray for. All right. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, with your Sunday, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everyone.